Hi, I'm Pastor Joel, and I'm glad you've joined us for the fourth of five devotions on the two wisdoms that James holds forth in chapter 3, verses 13 to 18. The Apostle writes, "Who is wise and understanding among you? Let them show it by their good life, by deeds done in the humility that comes from wisdom. But if you harbor bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast about it or deny the truth. Such wisdom does not come down from heaven, but is earthly, unspiritual, demonic. For where you have envy and selfish ambition, there you find disorder and every evil practice. But the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. Peacemakers who sow in peace reap a harvest of righteousness." Now, for the last 2 days, we have primarily looked at the wisdom that James would encourage us to name the wisdom so-called. That is, the wisdom that is not wisdom, because its source is not from heaven. Its source is from down below, from earth. It is unspiritual. James says it is nothing less than demonic. And I've tried to stress that it is not necessarily easy to tell the difference between the two. That's why James calls out in the opening question, "Who is wise and understanding among you?" And I, along with some other fellows in the class who have college, maybe added a master's degree, we hear that question and we move up to take our places in the front row. And perhaps there's some guys who don't have diplomas, but they got street smarts, ability not just to survive, but to do quite well for themselves in the world and not to be outdone well, they push their ways to the front too. Now, some of you hearing this question have stayed in your seats and you're watching this. And I don't know what you're thinking. Maybe you're thinking James was singling out the ones who have moved to the front. But then James says education and street smarts are no proof that you have wisdom, that you have understanding. Actually, James is saying what the Old Testament shows us again and again and again. Do you know how you can tell if a person is wise and understanding? It is observable in their lives. It is observable in their lives. James says, deeds done in the humility that come from wisdom indicate this. As Psalm 1, verse 1 tells us, the blessed man is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the company of mockers. I know we make a big deal about education in our day, and rightly so. But all the education we have been pumping into our society has not reduced one whit the immoral behavior and destruction that plague our society and our families today. Street smarts cannot undo the rampant drug use, the unwanted pregnancies, the violence. All the disorder and evil practices continue on. Why? Because we lack the wisdom from above. James is not saying stop getting educated, but he is saying we need to get started on wisdom. Joel, how do we do that? My friend, Proverbs 9:10 is a verse you should memorize. It goes, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding." We start with reverencing, acknowledging a great Creator, and coming to the realization that He is holy. And holy means He is first separated from the earth, completely other than all that is of earth. That there presents a challenge. If God is separate, if God is other, how in the world are we to get His wisdom? Well, James said, he began his letter back in verse 5 of chapter 1, "If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God who gives generously to all without reproach." Did you hear that? God loves to give His wisdom. Now, that may mean that God gives us a personal word that He speaks to our hearts after we ask. However, the problem with that assumes that it is God. We know it's God who is speaking. Remember, the devil himself passes himself off as an angel of light, 2 Corinthians 11:14. That is why you and I, we need to have daily devotionals, where we are acquainting ourselves with the book that God gave us, that came, in a sense, from heaven. Men wrote by the Holy Spirit, inspired by the Holy Spirit. That's actually what the wise man of Psalm 1 is doing. Every day we read he is looking at God's Word so that when he asks God for wisdom, God can bring to his recollection the good words that he's already taken in, the pure words. So what happens if you don't do devotions, if you're not in your Bible? What happens if all you do is take in social media? All you listen to is secular songs, you know, the ones that get stuck in your head. Well, if that is all the material the Holy Spirit has to work with, you are going to have problems. Do you see that education, the things we're learning, are important? But part of our education must include the single source of purity to be found in our world. Did you notice that the first quality James lists regarding observable wisdom? It is first of all pure. It is first of all pure. Nothing in our world is pure like our separate, holy God, with one exception, God's Word. My friend, think of it this way. Every day we drink from a glass that has scum, that has sediment, things floating in it. Of course, you'll get used to that if that's all you ever drink. And if that is all you ever drink, then it should not surprise us if we see the results in our life, disorder and evil practices. My friend, if you want God to answer your questions about how to live wisely, that is first of all pure, we need to be drinking in from God's pure Word, Psalm 30, verse 5. Tomorrow we'll consider the other qualities of wisdom. Until then, my friend, remember who you are and who you belong to.